Today is December 21st. It is the first official day of winter, but the weather was not looking at the calendar. The season's first blizzard hit the Midwestern U.S. earlier this week. It was headed and expected to move into New England today. Tens of thousands of people lost power. This storm also made driving pretty dangerous, as you might expect in some areas. Nearly 100 accidents were reported by late Wednesday morning, including a 30-car pileup on one Iowa highway. An officer said the snow was blowing around so badly the drivers could only see about 5 feet in front of their cars. Blizzard warnings were up yesterday in Iowa, also in parts of Nebraska, Missouri, Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Parts of Wisconsin had already seen up to 7 inches of snow by yesterday morning. Predictions said another foot could be on the way. All right, you've heard us talk a lot about the fiscal cliff. It's a series of automatic government spending cuts and tax increases that's scheduled to take place at the beginning of the year. Now, President Obama and Congress can avoid this cliff by coming up with a compromise, a plan to lower the country's debt. The president and Republican leaders have both offered some proposals on how to do this, but when we made this show Thursday evening, there wasn't a deal. Members of the House and Senate said they'd stay in Washington to keep working on it. The deadline for a deal is January 1st, so make sure to check out CNN.com over the break for all the latest details.